This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Your best inflation hedge is a cash-flowing business of your own. Get your free report by visiting BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Cal, you want to tell that CIA story?
Sure, absolutely. You know, right before I moved here, I don't want to say too much, but a person I know sort of who has CIA training in the military, I ran into him and I hadn't seen him in a couple of years. He said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I said, "Oh, I'm about to move here in a few days, go to Texas, work for Alex Jones." He said, "Oh, I know Alex Jones." I said, "Really? So what do you think about him?" And this guy does a lot of black operations for the CIA, psychological operations. He said, "You know, I've listened to him before, and I always say to myself, how does he know some of the things he does?" And I said, "Well, you know, there's a lot of high-level people who've been on the show, and whistleblowers have come forward to him over the years." So he talked about a situation in Seattle, he said, where they were using, of course, kind of cell phone tracking devices to find a guy that they said they thought was an ISIS in Seattle. And he said some pretty crazy stuff, so, but he was trying to be kind of hush-hush. But
do you see, there's real ISIS. They're letting him come in so that mid-level and low-level actually have something to fight as a simulant, like you put dye into a vein to track things. But then they're going to flip it on the American people, just like they've already done with Homeland Security. But, again, they have to get the patriots that are in the government to do it, going up against simulated but also real terrorists.
Absolutely. Yeah, and so he said, he said, "I wouldn't trust me," which was kind of interesting because he said some of the things he had to do in Black Ops, but, I mean, he at least had some remorse. It seemed like he knew that a lot of things they asked him to do were pretty out there.
Well, it's all a test. And then if you don't, to a certain point, then they know your type. And then they put you in a filed area, and they, you know, send you off to do this or do that. And then the people that they don't want the ones that are total psychopaths, because those really can't be trusted. They want people that are intelligent, but will do bad things, believing it's for a greater good, and they can psychologically test them and decide that they can never admit that they were wrong, so they will stay under their control forever. But then they also have actuaries and computer models to know when that person might actually wake up and say no, and so they're scheduled to be killed before they wake up. Let's say they're 35 doing it, they're scheduled to be killed when they're, say, 56, because the computer model shows that by 60 they would wake up, then they're killed at 56. So it's all about deception. It's all about betrayal. It's all about dishonor. It's all about pure evil, Mikhail.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, what can you say?
Well, they got a lot of killers on their payroll, and I just think it's interesting. Because, I mean, I don't want to die and stuff, but that's, you know, kind of a cool way to go out if one of their people kills me. I mean, you know, hell, that's it's like the Vikings die with a sword in your hand, you know what I mean? All I know is I'm not signing on to shooting all these kids up with all these deadly viruses and garbage and to see little kids everywhere looking like they're half dead. You out there on the street, the kids look like walking dead, brother.
Yeah.
Kids don't look, they look really sick. And here's the deal. I know you're doing it, and I'm not signed on to it. And all of you that serve the system, you're signed on. Go to a cemetery with all those dead kids. And remember, that's your work. Feel good about it.
Well, that's a good thing about being in the right and just doing what you know is morally right, because no matter what happens to you, you know you did all you could. So there's no regrets.
No, there are no regrets. Hey, well, what do you think working on the operation?
Man, it's incredible. You know, people always ask me that too, what's it like? And, you know, I'm still an InfoWars fan. You know, I spend my weekends watching InfoWars videos, so I still kind of have that outside perspective. So, yeah, it's really incredible to see the huge crew and how the general himself working.
Well, give me a break. No, seriously, though. I mean, you're not really directed. We can see you're a good rider. You understand what's going on. You're just basically left to your own devices.
Yeah, I think that's what you do with a lot of your employees. You find people who are self-sustaining, who you don't need to, you know, tell what to do all the time, and then it just kind of runs on its own, the whole operation, you know?
We just seek the truth. We're openly biased about telling the truth, openly biased against tyranny, and that's all we say. You know, go with the truth. Go with what's full spectrum, though. Not one-sided, not – we have to look at everything.
Yeah, I mean, too many people want to make so many issues black and white when things are multi-layered, you know, all issues are. So, especially we see with these overseas situations, you know, people want to say Assad is good or Assad is bad, and it's not that simple. You know, things are much more complicated than people.
Yeah, I mean, Assad he's bad, but he's like, on a scale of 1 to 10, he's a 2.
Yeah, compared to Al-Qaeda.
It's like a 10. But who's worse? Like, Spinal Tap, 11 is our government. They're the one funding Al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. Like, who's worse than Al-Qaeda? The people that are funding them. And, oh, that's a Pennsylvania Avenue.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Seven Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I got pretty wound up in the last hour. The U.S. is carrying out vast majority of strikes on ISIS. Military officials say, well, I went and read very carefully this morning when I got up about 6 a.m., the press release, the data sheets, and the videos being put out by the Pentagon of these so-called strikes, and most of them are against the Khorasan group, that is an al-Qaeda group, spinoff, and they all fit the MO of double, triple agents who've been able to survive for more than a decade. And if they did want to try to launch a terror attack, this would be the kind of group that does it. But basically, this is a Wahhabist Sunni jihad against Shiite-held areas, and is a repeat of three or four wars that have happened in the last 300 years between these groups. That's all that's happening. And our government is backing the Sunnis out of Saudi Arabia to run this jihad. And so everybody freaked out in our military, and I literally cried when they said we're not going to bombard Syria and turn it over to al-Qaeda to chop everybody's heads off. They already killed over 300,000 people at that point. I literally got a tear in my eye thinking maybe we can save America. We beat their main propaganda push. Kerry 15 months ago said if we do not attack, they will nuke us. Senator Graham came out and said the East Coast will be nuked. Remember all that? One day after we said there's missing nukes from Dyess? And guess what? That was that really happened, boys and girls. That really happened. I don't know exactly what's going on, but it doesn't look good. Then Obama says a week after that, my number one fear is a mushroom cloud in Manhattan, a nuke. Didn't say who. And we had to attack Assad, or they said Al-Qaeda would nuke America. The Armed Services Committee head, Graham, and others, saying, take out Assad, or Al-Qaeda will hit us, when Assad is a Shiite, Alawite, arch enemies with them in a death battle. See, it's the preying on the ignorance that just when you know the players, it's like saying Batman works for the Joker. It's like saying the Dallas Cowboys are in D.C. It's just patent, absolute, ball-faced baloney to bamboozle the public. And then I ask, if polls show 67% want ISIS struck, well, I want to kill ISIS. I want to see ISIS dead. I mean, these are really crazy-eyed, scum-of-the-earth psychos that are allowed to travel out of the U.S. and England and Europe and the Middle East. I mean, it's in mainstream news that they let them fly into Turkey, drive around on buses with guns in front of everybody when nobody else can have guns. They're openly being armed. They're being protected. They're allowed to use the Internet. They're allowed to use Facebook and Twitter. And we're getting frustrated all the time and blocked. They obviously have been armed by the West. They've obviously been protected. They're 95% of the jihad forces over there. Not 65. That's directly from high-level, congressional-level meetings. Two-week-old information. In Congress 2 weeks ago, they were told 95% are actually Al-Qaeda. They fly the flags openly. Everyone knows, okay? And then Obama gets up there and is bombing some group that was imminently about to attack us. And I said over and over again, they'll bomb some little subgroup, real or not, I don't know. Because they can't bomb the, quote, good militants, that's Al-Qaeda, renamed ISIL, all these other names, because that's who they're arming and resupplying right now. The real story is the 500 million publicly, because they're so worried about impeachment or hearings about arming Al-Qaeda the last 4 years in Libya and Syria, that they're now doing all this to cover up what really happened and get public approval and congressional approval to the 500 million, and then more will flow to resupply Al-Qaeda to take out Assad, but they don't want you to know they're funding Al-Qaeda. And that's what's happening. There are no ifs, ands, or buts from any way you slice it. And I'm going to do this right now. I rarely do this, but I should do it more often. Occasionally we say only Obama supporters can call in. I'm going to do that again today, in this hour, second hour. Only people that support Obama, or if you think I'm wrong about the players in the Middle East and you want to disagree with me, and I don't want joke callers that call in and go, oh, hi, Alex, I think you're racist because you're not against, you know, bombing, you know, blah, blah, blah. You're not for bombing ISIS. You're for them. I want serious people. I know there are millions of people listening right now. Conservatively, there are 3 million people listening right now. Very conservative, low number. 3 million people are listening right now. I know you're out there. Let me give the number out for you slowly. One, well, under Common Core, you can just give out any number and it would call me, but that's not how things work. We can't say 2 plus 2 equals 5 here, so. Or 11 and you know, 7. I'm sorry, folks, that does equal 18. In Common Core, they say it equals 19. These are real equations. These are real numbers. I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Now, if you want to call in and say, I work for the Vatican, or I work for Israel, or I work for the Keebler Elves, or I work for the CIA, or any of this other stuff, That any regular day you can call in and say that. I love it. I know who I work for. That's trying to get my heart right with God. That's who I work for is my conscience. I work for not being a coward. I work for being honorable at the end of my days. I work for being bona fide. Not in the sight of this system, but the sight of God. That's who I work for. Oh, yeah, he works for God. Well, I mean, I'm against abortion. I'm against shooting kids up with deadly vaccines. I'm against bad stuff. I'm against bad will. I'm against jihadist head choppers. And that's why I'm against this intervention, because it's all fake and it's an excuse and a smokescreen to arm them for the next phase. And you watch, in 3-4 months, they're going to be trying to bring down Assad again. Hell. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. said Sunday, we aired it Monday, she said, no, this is about toppling Assad. So I guess they're already doing it. See, it's so oxymoronic. It's such a fraud. It's bizarro land. It's like Alice in Wonderland's tea party with just insanity, with like glasses with holes in the bottom as you pour the tea in. It's just, but that's Machiavellian. The policy is so twisted, so evil, the average person just can't even understand it. They did the same thing in Iran in 53, a secular pro-America leader, but he wanted some of the oil money to build their country and build universities, Mohammad Mossadegh. So they hired a bunch of radical jihadis to blow up government buildings and shoot people. Then they blamed Mossadegh, arrested him, executed his whole command, and then double-crossed the jihadis and put the Shah in. So, I mean, I think they will double-cross the jihadis down the road here, but you don't say, oh, to win in the Middle East, we turn al-Qaeda loose to murder the oldest Christian areas in the world. The globalists have the same bad will against us they have against the poor Syrians and the poor Egyptians and the poor Libyans. They hate everybody. The globalists get off on their disdain. It would be so easy just to start hating everybody. It'd be so easy to not play by the rules. It'd be so easy to be cold-blooded. It'd be so easy to turn off my emotions. But that would be turning my soul off, and I will not do it. But they've done it. 800-259-9231. You want that number? 800-259-9231. We have Brian in Rhode Island who says he's a supporter. And we have Ron in Canada. And we have the other phone lines ringing. Sometimes it takes a while to get Obama supporters to call in. But it is happening. So we're going to get to hear about all this when we come back from break. And we'll look at other angles of news as well. But the system wants to incrementally build up the tyranny, like the frog in the pot, so that we don't wake up and say no. And point out that the establishment does not have the moral high ground, and that the establishment is an alien, corporate, crony capitalist, anti-free market system that is the equivalent of viral, metastasizing cancer in the body and must be dealt with. A lot of you that sold out of the system, you feel unfulfilled. You're unfulfilled because you're going against humanity. Join the team. Doesn't mean you got to agree with me on every issue, but you know stuff's really wrong. Don't infight with each other. Don't go after the little guys anymore. Go after the big fish. Go after the tyrants. Make them fear the public in the info war. Make them know that we see them. They're desperate to get control of the narrative again. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget that we have incredible Made in America apparel at very affordable prices. It's comparable to a lot of stuff made in China that they sell in stores. Golf shirts, hats, camo hats, black hats, 1776 on it, great conversation piece. A whole line of Moan Labe hats and shirts, a new one out with an American flag that is really good looking. You've seen a lot of American flag shirts. Well, this is kind of the Special Forces style. Really a handsome shirt. We've got them for men and women. We've got the woman shirt that's got gold foil on it. Really looks dynamite on your wife or girlfriend. And your purchase funds this operation one little bit at a time. Madein1776.com or InfoWarsStore.com is the master site. Just click on Madein1776 link in the upper right-hand corner. And also, please don't forget InfoWarsLife.com, all the cutting-edge supplements. The Oxy powder, believe me, try it. You'll be 100% hooked on what it does for you and your body. I mean, we are only carrying the most dynamite products out there. InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy the products, you are funding an organization savagely committed to the truth. Viciously committed. You understand? Viciously.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Come, you masters of war.
By the way, the headline on Drudge Report is War on War. I say give them another 4 or 5 Nobel Peace Prizes for arming Al-Qaeda and now bombing some little subgroup. May not have even happened. I don't know how I know exactly what they're going to do. Because I'm on record. I wish we had the staff to find it. But any listener who listens every week knows, I've said in the last month probably 30 times, that they would bomb some little subgroup and not the real group, because the whole thing is ISIS. All the rebels are ISIS. So now Obama says, quote, we have to have a war on war. That's like UN peacekeepers running around slaughtering people, and it's always peaceful. It makes me cry. John Harmon, who answers the phones, I wouldn't really call it screens them because we don't really screen them. But we get your name where you're calling from, or if you have a topic you want to bring up, so we know what we're talking about when we go to you. And when he asks, do you support Obama? Do you think Alex is wrong about what's happening in the Middle East? Do you think the sky's really red and not blue at high noon? They all begin laughing. Okay, how about just general Obama supporters? Or how about folks that like Boehner? Funding Obamacare, supporting open borders, saying Obama's right to have this fake war on ISIS, to act like they're not running them. And that's all this is. I would like to hear from you out there. Or maybe carbon taxes are good. Maybe you believe paying Al Gore money will save us. 800-259-9231. You notice usually I give the number out like two or three times on the show, and we have enough callers the last 10 years, but not when I'm calling for Obama supporters. 800-259-9231. What about Obama supporters for Obamacare? How you liking them apples? Ron in Canada, are you really a supporter of our dear leader?
One sec. Yes, I am. Actually, I am an Obama supporter because I like Obamacare.
And but you're like in Canada. Support. You're in Canada.
Yes.
Can you talk?
Yes. Well, basically what I want to say is I see what Obama's doing in Syria and Iraq. Right now he's bombing them. Can you hear that? Can your viewers hear this? They're firing Hellfire missiles on ISIS right now.
That's the proof.
On YouTube.
Well, that's better than when CNN did the fake chemical attacks on Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and it was all on a blue screen, and then the live feed went out and TV stations grabbed it with them joking and laughing with the blue screen off. So, I mean, I guess it is real. In fact, we're here. Alex Jones reporting for CNN. I am here in Syria, and I'm battling Al-Qaeda. Here. In fact, I'll draw a picture for TV viewers, which proves it. This is real. Here, document cam shot, please. Here we go. Here is the jihadi, and we're going to drop a missile on him. He's got his little machine gun here, and like my missile goes, there we go. I blow him up. I'm against Al-Qaeda. I'm a Peace Prize winner. Here, I mean, how's that sound? Sound good, everybody? No, it's true. I said so. I'm the media. It's true. 2+2=5. We're blowing up Al-Qaeda. It's a real attack. Down with Al-Qaeda. Down with them. We're defeating Khorasan. How's that sound?
Okay, the infidels are actually kicking some ass right now.
Hey, listen, I appreciate your call. As we go to break, can we turn up the originals, hours of CNN, laughing at their viewers, and then they come back live, and then they fall down and say nerve gas attacks have happened? I remember watching this as a teenager. I was like 14 at my girlfriend's house with her dad and her, and just thinking, man, this really looks fake when they were on TV going, oh, my mask, nerve gas, oh, my gosh, we're under attack in Saudi Arabia. Here, let's go out to break with some of that. Just play it randomly. Go ahead.
From my right to my left, and there's a cloud of something. It looks like it might have been an explosion, a cloud, a white say.
My
apologies, but these
gas scared.
There hasn't been any gas.
During the breaks, they start dying, laughing, smoking cigarettes. And that wasn't
funny. Yeah. You may smell some of the fumes from a missile exhaust going off.
Laughing.
And this is using rocket cordite, some sort of burning. We just heard a little thump just then, but I have to apologize for that.
You heard a little thump.
I listened to something so momentarily. This is your more experience.
Help me, Al-Qaeda! Save me over in security! Take all my brains! Spy on! on me, tax me, brought me at the airport. Oh, you hear that scary car alarm?
You get down here, you,
oh my gosh,
you might jumped out of bed hearing the air raid warning go on. You run down three flights of stairs to get out of here. It's probably 100 yards. You hike the ventilator a little bit, and you're nervous.
Oh, one thing
we have to point out.
We're going to break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So the establishment had a problem. Our military woke up to the fact that it was true. Criminal elements of our government were arming Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, and others to actually take over the Middle East. So our military wouldn't go along with it. So now there's a big PR campaign to bomb some little Khorasan group. So Obama looks like he's tough on Muslim extremists. That's what's going on. We're going to go to your phone calls now. We do have some people claiming they're Obama supporters. But we just open the phones up in general now, because it is hard to get Obama supporters to call in because they don't know how to dial telephones. And I'm not – you watch MSNBC, it's all about how smart liberals are. Well, the average well-meaning person that supports some liberal issues like, you know, sexual equality or, you know, trying to help the poor, they might be intelligent in ways, but they're still being manipulated. I can disagree with some of their ideas, but they're nice people. But the folks up on top of it are literally preying on the dumbest of the dumb. And I have found that Democrats in general are the most conceited, know-it-all, state-loving acolytes. It's a religion of the state. And it's very, very sad. They're fake liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. They're not liberals. You can see the new Team America video that we played at the start of the show today that Rob Dew put together. It's pretty hilarious, but also sad, tying it into how our government's funding Al-Qaeda. We need that video to go viral. I think it will. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we're going to tweet it out right now at Real Alex Jones. New Team America released. Also, special report, Obama wants amnesty for murderers and rapists. John Bowne, I want to play that in the next hour, guys. John Bowne did a great report yesterday on Ebola. I never aired. I want to air that, too. Moderate U.S. armed Syrian rebels slam Obama's airstrikes on extremists. That's all for public consumption, folks. They're being told to do that. We're so angry. How dare you bomb no one? Yeah. I like you. You have... the truth about U.S. airstrikes on Syria was Syrian girl. Paul Watson interviewed her. Her grandfather formerly ran Syria and is not a fan of Assad. Representative Jones on Syria attack says, why do we have a constitution? By the way, I want to get Walter Jones on ASAP, guys. That's at the top of my list. Let's go after him. He'll introduce the bill to release the 28 pages. And there's another report detailing from Washington's blog with all the proof. U.S. forces... U.S. foreign policy created many more terrorists than it killed. In a Tony Cartolucci article, U.S. aggression drags world into age of global anarchy. That's because it's not U.S. aggression. It's globalists running our country to destabilize things so the globalists can come in with no blame and take over the wreckage. Look at this headline out of the National Journal. Why is Kansas preparing for a zombie apocalypse? We were telling you about this for 3 years. Now, state and local governments trained to, quote, shoot zombies. That's a simulation of shooting Ebola patients or shooting rioting crowds. I'm going to say this again. If they have the police and military training to mow down unarmed civilians, it'd be a major controversy. Just call it zombie training. And they now admit that. So I'm going to be breaking that down as well. Let's go to your calls. Who says they support Obama? DJ claims he does. We'll go to Robert, Tim, Terrence, James, and others. Okay, DJ, are you a real caller?
Yes, Alex. This is DJ from Alabama. And I will say that I voted for Obama twice. The first time I voted for him was because, well, you know, I guess John McCain was pretty much a treasonous traitor who sold secrets to Vietnam. So it was the lesser of two evils, and then I voted for Obama against what's his name, the guy from
Mittens, Romney.
Romney. I voted for him against Romney because I thought Romney was a buffoon. But it's like to be completely honest, Alex. It's like. When I first heard you on Jesse Ventura, I thought you were crazy. And then I saw you on Piers Morgan. I was like, holy crap. And it's like now I've read like two books. I've read David Rockefeller's memoirs, and I've read the Big New Brzezinski's book.
Good job.
And it's like I feel like an idiot for voting for Obama now because I really feel bad. And it's like now I like go around all the black communities because I'm black now because at first when I heard you say this, I thought you were crazy, but you said that 48% of black babies are aborted, and I was like, this guy has to be lying. And then I did my research and found out it was true, so now all I do is walk around with the InfoWars, and I tell black people all around the country, man, you know, and I just go around telling them that, hey, 40% of black babies are aborted, that Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist, that Bill Gates' father used to be the head of Planned Parenthood, and that man to just completely get away from these organizations. So, yes, I did vote for Obama, but I do think I'd vote for probably Rand Paul or somebody like that now.
Well, that's awesome. But listen, I was sick of Bush after 8 years, but Bush was just a front like Obama is. It's that in Obama, they tried to create a cause celeb that they could sell their whole agenda on and then say you were racist if you didn't support him. I, quite frankly, don't get caught flat-footed very often. I got caught flat-footed by Obama. It's been much worse than I thought it would be. He came off kind of as a nice guy, even though he was anti-gun. I didn't support him. I hope there can be racial reconciliation. I bought into maybe 10% of the Kool-Aid because it was just such an onslaught of propaganda. But in hindsight, I know people wanted to believe there could be change. People wanted to believe that things could be better. He said he wouldn't come after our guns. He said he would get jobs going again. He said, just like we're going to believe in the next Republican and then try to vote for them, and they'll betray us until we look past the puppets and look to the actual controllers. I get people that voted for Obama over McCain or over Romney because they were conned. What I don't get is people that still support it and still don't admit that he was their greatest tool and that he was literally the first synthetic president. We see in Obama the 2.0 puppet, and they are just really taking this country down by design, and they're investing in him and placing on him dictatorial powers, and they're not being blocked, so that the precedent is set to make the bureaucracy a dictatorship with a titular head that is a president they control. And so for all intents and purposes, we can officially say America is in an oligarchy run by an executive branch and bureaucratic hierarchy that has overthrown the republic and is waging systematic, scientific, cultural war on any pillar of society because they see any pillar of society as something that we might organize around. Even though those pillars aren't perfect, they want them destroyed. Because they want total control. It is just a sickening will to power. I want to hear from Republicans that the neocons and the fake conservatives are a scourge working with Obama. I want to hear them admit they were wrong. We all have to admit how we were wrong. We've all got to admit we were once dumb as dirt. And it's a process that we won't get fooled again. And I think that's starting to happen. But I was being a little bit sarcastic earlier, you know, saying call in and tell me that Obama isn't just smoke screening the fact that they funded al-Qaeda. So the fact they're having to do all this shows how thin their storyline is getting. But very powerful story, DJ. Anything else?
Yes, Alex. I want to make this last point that when I was reading Brzezinski's book, he said that when he was on the Trilateral Coalition, when he formed it with David Rockefeller, that that basically he actually picked Jimmy Carter to be president.
Yes.
And basically, we basically don't have any presidents who are really picked by the people. All, you know, basically all these presidents are picked by the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. So Obama's basically picked and, you know, and basically Obama got his orders from Henry Kissinger when General James Jones went down there and said that, hey, you know, we basically get our foreign policy from Kissinger. So, man, we're basically screwed, but I'm, you know, Alex, but I'm out here trying to, hey, wake everybody, white people, and all the Mexicans that, hey, man, if we all just unite for liberty and freedom, man, we can really take back the New World Order.
That's right. That's why they want divide and conquer. God bless you. We've got to unite around basic common sense and the truth. And see, that's why I'm frustrated. I've read, I think, 4 or 5 of Brzezinski's books. I've read all 3 of Tragedy and Hope author's books. I have just, I've gotten to the point, I'll be honest, that I haven't read a lot of books lately. I read a lot of magazine articles, news articles, stuff that comes in, and clips. I already know who they are. I already know what they do. I've already been to 6 Bilderberg meetings. I've already had them threaten to murder my family. And I mean, that's when the phone rings and no numbers come up, and they're threatening you, and then tell you what you were doing 2 minutes ago in your backyard and start laughing at you. It doesn't intimidate me. I just say, you know, glad I'm not you. Bring it. I mean, I know how real this is, folks. Get involved in the fight against the New World Order. You'll discover it as well. Only reason they haven't killed me yet is they don't want to make me a martyr. No exaggeration. It's got to be 25 times. I'll be at a book signing, a video signing, an event. And here comes the plainclothes informant or whatever. And, hey, Alex, let's kill cops together. Let's blow something up. And I'm just like, I even knew who the security forces were at 1 Bilderberg. And I said to him, right in front of the crew at dinner. These people came over and sat by us at the table and turned around. Those these big Marine Corps officers in plain clothes. They gave me their fake cards and stuff. And I said, are you guys part of State Department diplomatic security? And they literally look like you just caught a cat with a bird in its mouth. You know how Sylvester looks with Tweety Bird when Granny catches him? I mean, these guys are just so used to the public not knowing anything that it's like they live. She goes, I've got one that can see. They'll literally just go, ooh, what? I'll go, what, are you an FBI informant? Because that's usually, you can always tell those. And they'll just say, huh? And I'm like, guys, get the camera. Follow this guy out in the parking lot. He's start running right now. I got to go. It's just so obvious. I can tell. That's Marine Corps. That's FBI. This is CIA. They try to buy you dinner and a bottle of wine and actually give you good info. It's federal marshals. Or anything bad with them. I mean, it is just like clockwork, ladies and gentlemen. So one time I went in one of the steakhouses for my buddy's wife's 40th birthday, and the Bush daughters were in there. They still weren't 21. They were drinking wine with their boyfriends that had just devil tattoos all over them. And Kevin's like, I'm going to my car to get my video camera. And I said, no, you're not, dude. We don't mess with people's kids. And not that he's bad, but I just said, that's a no-no. I don't want my kids messed with. Leave them alone. And to make a long story short, when I got there, there were these guys standing up from there. Hey, Alex Jones, how's it going? Somebody, I said, who's in there? And they, oh, we're not going to say, but we really like you. And we were just listening to your show today. Yeah. And, man, boy, I tell you, it's wild. And then I'm sitting there eating dinner, and they come over and go, these gentlemen, because they were in there eating too, another group of them would like to buy a bottle of wine. And I was like, well, thank you very much. Anyways, the point is it's all just people. The whole country is just made up of people. I don't know how I got off into that story. And I'm not trying to do their scaring for them. I think you're not cowards, folks. I think that when you hear the truth about all this, you're going to want to stand up against it like I have. Because somebody has got to make the stand against King George or Santa Anna or the next tyrant. Somebody's got to be first to stand up and say, I don't care what you do to me, I'm not going to back down because you're hurting innocent people. The real fight is against the New World Order. They're the occupiers. They're the people that have taken over. And if we ever force a debate about that, that's it for their system. Let's go ahead and go to Terrence in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
No, but Obama, Bush, Gore, all of them, they're all scum. They're all still part of the same two-headed dragon, to quote a Mortal Technique. I actually wanted to tell you something. There's a show that, two things, actually, that me and my brother watch. It's called One Piece. And it's for everybody who loves freedom, who wants to fight the new world order, who's awake. And it's really based on dreams, the world government, morals, ambitions, injustice.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows out that are actually against the tyranny now. People have been sending me clips of them and stuff. That's interesting. What's the name of the show again?
It's called One Piece, and you can find it on watchop.com.
All right. Sounds like, all right, I appreciate your call, bro. Let's talk to Robert in New York. We're going to move quick now. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you, man. I just got turned on to you by Gerald Celente, who's been a friend of mine for 30 years and started following you for a very long time and totally backed the cause and what you're doing. But my point is years ago, I got injured and needed to, you know, spinal cord injury. And needed a wheelchair, went through the process of getting, you know, durable medical equipment, as they call it. And back in 79, it was, you know, pretty easy to get through and get the equipment I needed. Needless to say, I went on to get off the system, was self-employed for 25 years, paid my taxes, I ran a jewelry store, and then recently, due to some other medical problems, had to get rid of my store and get back on disability. But the issues and the problems that I'm facing going through this Obamacare maze are just absolutely absurd and insane. And it's a joke. It's a joke.
Well, what you just said is how they govern us. They govern us by confusion, by denial, by making things so weird that no one can ever figure it out. And then at the end of the day, you find out years later it was a giant tax increase. That's how these screw jobs work. Now we've seen a fourth name given to Al-Qaeda, Khorasan, to confuse everyone. That's what they do. That's all they do. Why do you think Common Core tells kids they don't have to spell right or know how to add 2 + 2? It's all meant to turn people into a bunch of idiots. And, you know, it's come out in federal court cases that for at least 20 years they won't hire cops in most departments with over 100 IQ because they found, quote, they won't follow orders. Well, I don't think it's worked because the police I talk to are pretty smart and know that there's a setup going on, but they're sure trying. So if they can't do that, they'll just dumb everybody down with fluoride in the water. That's how, you know, the papa lion will sometimes eat the baby lion to knock out his competition. Or the male grizzly bear will come find the female grizzly bear and will kill the males. We'll kill a male baby because he doesn't want that competition. And that's what eugenics is. It isn't trying to make the race better, as they say. It's actually targeting the best of us. Very interesting, Robert. Good to hear from you. Tim, Michael, Abdel, Jeff, your calls are all coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Nanoparticle parasites, termed viruses, will only infect the iron-poisoned, copper-depleted population. Parasites require an iron supply in the host to thrive and replicate. Just as chemical poisons, parasites are propagated via the food and water supply and vaccines. Those born after 1945 have the vaccine parasites. The vaccine parasites have a virulence level that will trigger mass activation now due to iron accumulating at an unprecedented rate. This is why disease, symptoms, and conditions are exploding in prevalence. Disease is caused by the same underlying condition, iron poisoning and low copper status. Measles, Ebola, enteroviruses are nanoparticle parasites. So when the officials say to prepare for pandemics, it is because they know of attempts to release a virulent parasites into the population. And they know the vaccine parasites are about to activate on a mass scale. This is the plan for expedient extermination of the population. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. UnveilingThem.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm calling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Rosa wants to chime in on what's happening with the Al-Qaeda forces and more that Obama claims he's attacking while he's really arming them, giving them money. And as they just go attack some little subgroup, who knows if that's even true. But it's all over the news. The cruise missiles being fired and America fighting back against the group they armed. Abdel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. First of all, thank you for taking my call. And let me just say that English being my third language, I'm not as an eloquent speaker as you, so I'm sorry for your audience.
Well, you sound pretty smart, buddy. Go ahead.
So, you know, I found out about you, you know, via the Piers Morgan interview. And, you know, the whole point was about, you know, gun control and the Second Amendment. And I'd like to share with the viewers my experience when I was in Algeria in the 90s. We had, an Islamic insurgency there. So Islamists were trying to take over, you know, the country. And so they were killing left and right. And then you had the criminal syndicate in the government there. So as a, you know, free human being who just happened to be born there, you know, you're stuck, right? So you had the government who's armed, who's corrupt, and then you have the Islamists, right? And they were killing left and right. And things change when people got fed up. And they told the government, they said, you know, if you don't give us weapons to defend ourselves, we'll start killing you, your families, and the Islamist families. You know, they were,
that's right. I followed that with the Islamists from the north, funded by the CIA, attacking to destabilize and put pressure on the mainly Christian and animist government there in Nigeria. The people started demanding their own Second Amendment. Tell folks more about that.
Yes. So, and this is in Algeria. And,
it's funny you said Algeria, because similar things happened also in Nigeria.
Yeah. So
you know that, right?
Yeah. You know, with the whole, you know, Christian Muslim situation going on in Nigeria there. But, you know, in the 90s in Algeria, so at first the government said no. So then people started forming death squad. So you had civilians, just grabbing knives and whatever and going into, you know, Islamic territories and start killing off people.
Well, yeah, the same thing happened in Mexico. After they took all the guns, crime rates exploded. They came and got guns here illegally, and they're actually shutting the crime down in areas all over Mexico with the small caliber and single shot and you know, street bought guns against the drug cartels that are buying military equipment. So very powerful story. Tell folks more about Algeria.
So, I mean, you know, the broader point, even like in the whole Arab world, pretty much, you know, you always hear about people complaining, you know, where are the moderates, you know, where are the normal people there? We know they're there. The problem is, you know, if you want, say, freedom, you know, or have a republic, you know, the government will shoot at you. If you want to grab a beer after a long day of work, the Islamists will shoot at you. So, you know, people there are stuck. They can't do
anything. I hear you. The vast majority of what I've seen in the Middle East, North Africa are just moderate folks, hard working, smart people that want to have a life. And then the West is busy funding the radical jihads to basically try to turn the place into a Stone Age area. And the entire Middle East and North Africa and other areas was very advanced until the last 1,400 years, and it has been basically brought backwards, unfortunately, because of all the warfare caused by the clashes and the expansion of Islam. It is just a fact. I'm not bashing Muslims themselves, but you can look at the Middle East pre-Islam versus after Islam, and the wars to first dominate the Middle East and then dominate around that and to invade Europe have not been good. And that allowed elites to entrench themselves in the West and Christendom because of the outside threat as well. War is good for thugs to stay in power. Good to hear from you, Abdel, in Canada. Same story, different country. Tim and others, Crazy Horse, your calls are coming up. Third hour, straight ahead. Special reports.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you
must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.